You've made it to question six, and Lātua Halatautalangi, you are the first responder. What does honouring Te Tiriti mean to you in the context of blind low vision, and how do you try to honour it?
Thank you. This is a big kaupapa, Te Tiriti, and I am glad you had the opportunity to speak to it at this session. To me personally, I think the Te Tiriti is a vital founding document. It's a human rights document, the first in Aotearoa, New Zealand. So certainly we should honour it and look at ways that it can help build and develop our future with this is society in general. With the blind low vision, I think there's an opportunity to look at how Te Tiriti principles can help enhance the services of the foundation so that there are opportunities to enable those who are not currently
15 seconds.
accessing the services so that they can thrive just like any other person that's who's a member of Blind Low Vision, the Royal New Zealand Foundation of the Blind.
Thank you, Lātua. And Clive Lansing, you're next for question six.
To me, it really means finding ways to involve tangata whenua in decision making so that the organisation has genuine relevance to Māori and what they are seeking in life from the organisation. For me personally, what I try to commit to, what I try to do is to keep trying to make sense of what tangata whenua are saying in the media and in other channels, public channels, so I can try to understand what their needs and aspirations are, and then sort of bring that knowledge as best I can to the table and to try to move the organisation so that it will be seen as honouring Te Tiriti.
Thank you, Clive. And Judy Small, you're next with question six.
Thank you, Tania. I think honouring Te Tiriti means to me around fully inclusive of Māori, tangata whenua at all levels of the organisation and right across the organisation. So as equal stakeholders in all of what we do. I also think it's important that we, as Clive said, keep up to date with what current focuses are on tangata whenua across the motu, because it does vary from place to place. It's also really, if we're going to take diversity into account, it's also really good to ensure that all people get access to services, and tangata whenua need to have that access alongside everybody else as well. So it's also important to make sure our meetings have karakia at the beginning and the ends of them to acknowledge the people's thoughts and give them safety in the rooms in a cultural way that enhances the meeting discussion and leaves it in the room at the end of the meeting.
Thank you, Judy. And Paul Brown, you're next for question six.
As a new New Zealander, or a relatively new New Zealander, this is someone I've had to think about quite a lot. Until recently, I've been learning te reo on a marae. I've been trying to get my Scots tongue round Maori words, and not always successfully, but giving it a go, because I think that's really important. Our 10-year-old kid goes to a Maori language unit. I was on the hīkoi walking across the Harbour Bridge. But in some ways I'm kind of the wrong person to be asking this question to about what it means for our organisation. Because I think it means, in many ways it's about Māori being involved in decisions that affect them, but on their terms, not about them having to fit what we come up with as Pākehā or whatever to make Māori fit into that, but it's about Māori bringing them their real selves, their full selves, and that we adapt the organisation to meet the needs, aspirations and wishes of Māori. And that's about specific service and service delivery. It's about representation. It's right across the board that we value Māori as Māori, not as we want to change them to fit into the organisation.
Thank you, Paul. And Jody, you're the last one to be answering question six.
As being part of the Ministry of Social Development, it is one of the big key things that we work with in line with. Same would be with Blind No Vision New Zealand. It means to me just being able to cater for everyone and work alongside anyone and respect their cultures and how we get along and work together to be able to achieve the goals they want to achieve. It's mainly everyone's different and everyone has different needs. And we need to be able to work around those sort of things. So it's not anything new to me anyway, I guess, in the way of things. But I think it's really just been a part of the team and working towards what they're needing.
Thank you, Jody.